Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning. Once again, folks, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. As you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon to 12:30. And I can get more time, but I don't have more time. So let me just tell you what's happening in the world. Before I forget, folks, if you want to be able to let anybody else tune into the show that they don't know about it, all you have to do is call 386, never mind, I'll think of it in a minute. Listen, let's talk about the most important thing, living and being healthy. So now, as you know, we broadcast every Friday at noon, and at noontime, East Coast, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. We've been doing the show, folks, for about 15 years, and what we do is talk about the most important thing is to be healthy and happy. And first of all, I know that I'm the oldest one on this show. Whoever's listening doesn't matter. Just that. And I'm not going to tell you how old I am because it doesn't matter. But I'm older than all of you, and I'm healthier than all of you because I don't have any maladies. I don't have any sicknesses. I don't take any prescription drugs. I don't take aspirins. I don't take any of that because I don't need it, because I know what to do for me. The most important thing is, first, is we need to drink pure water. Now, I'm going to be talking to you about that over the next 30 minutes, but I'm doing an abbreviated show today, folks, because I'm flying out of town. Right now, I'm in New York City, and I'm flying back to Miami, and I have to get to the airport on time. So here's the thing. If you really want to be healthy, it starts off with water. The human body is 85% water. The cells of the body and the organs are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. And I want to just tell you how I found out about this water. It's Japanese water technology, and it's called Kangen, K-A-N-G-E-N, Kangen water. And I learned about Kangen water, I don't know how many years ago, maybe 25, 30 years ago. I happened to be, at that time I was on a medical convention in Tokyo. It was a three-day weekend convention, and the reason why I really actually wanted to go down, it wasn't too far away, and I'd been there to do some other business, and being in Japan, I mean. So I was actually walking through the lobby of this hotel in Tokyo, and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me, and he pointed at me, and he said, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, "Well, yeah, but how do you know it's me?" It was a paper was just... And he held up this Tokyo paper, newspaper, and it had my picture right on the front of it with all the other Japanese writing and everything. So I said, what's that about? I mean, I didn't rob a bank. I didn't do anything wrong. Well, how come my picture? He said, no, we have to, let me explain to you. The thing is this, that you're a well-known man because, in fact, a lot of people go from Miami from Tokyo to Miami, actually, and be able to know how to be healthier, and they said, "Talk to Dr. Barton." And that's how we came about doing this particular episode. So the thing is this, and the gentleman who I bumped into was named Hiromi Shinya. Now, Dr. Shinya is world-renowned because he actually invented the colonoscopy. So with that being said, then he talked me into coming over to his clinic and showed me exactly what he was doing, so forth and so on. And then he talked more about this water, which is the thing that keeps you really healthy, and it's called Kangen. K-A-N-G-E-N is a Japanese word that means healthy. Healthy forever. So then he talked me into also to flying over in a small plane that we rented that went over to the other side of Japan to a town called Osaka. And there was a factory there that we went into, and in that factory they make these machines that actually stand on the kitchen counter and hooks up to your tap water, and it actually restructures the water into what's called alkaline water. So by drinking alkaline antioxidant, it goes through a process to take tap water, bring this tank, and it goes through this machine, and which works on ionization and alkalizing agent, which actually ends up with pure water. So now that's what I drink, folks. That's what I've been drinking for the last, I don't know how many years, maybe 25 years or more, 30 years. And like if I'm in a restaurant and the waiter starts coming over with all kinds of water on the try to put it on the table, I say, please, sir, excuse me, but don't put any of that water onto this table, please, because that's all contaminated. He said, no, we have, this is from our restaurant. We don't have anything contaminated. So I said, well, it's not that you're contaminated. It's the water. All water in the world is contaminated. It has to go through the process of ionization, trialysis first, in order to actually restructure the water molecule into pure water. You all follow that? So that's how you start off being healthy and like me. And I'm older than all of you. I know I am, because whoever is older than me wouldn't even be listening to this show, because they're all dead by now. I don't mean to laugh, but it's kind of humorous, and that's it. So the thing is, you can also see this is called Blog Talk Radio. It's worldwide radio. So I mean, we're on the internet. So wherever anyone is, all they have to do is go on to, I'll give you, if you're using a regular telephone, I'll tell you the number is, see, I don't read from a script, folks. I have to read, just remember everything we're talking about. So it's 213, I'm sorry, to listen to the show, you have to dial 954. Let me come back to that in a minute so I can remember it. Anyhow, we have people listening to the show every Friday. Sometimes they can't. They're busy, whatever it may be. But so we have like one of our standby person that never wants to miss a show. His name is Felix. And Felix, hi, I know you're listening. You're out there in Johannesburg in South Africa, and you're about 6 hours ahead of us. And we've been doing this show for how many years, Felix? Probably 26 years, because you won the very first broadcast that I did. And you also have the Canyon Water Machine. And by the way, the Canyon Machine is a little bit big, twice the size of a big toaster, sits on the kitchen counter, and we hook it up to your tap water pipes, and it actually restructures the tap water into pure water. And talking about water, I can use a sip right now because I'm not in the studio, and I'm actually getting ready to get to the airport. So let's talk a little bit about prescription medication. Folks, I happen to be a physician. I'm a medical doctor. I'm an osteopathic medical doctor. And I have 3 degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic, and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, which I'm proud to say. So with all that being said, and I have unending energy, and I can basically dance all night. I mean, if it's Latin dancing, that's my favorite kind of dancing, and my main home is in Miami, so I have plenty of Latin dancing all the time. And then again, it all depends upon the partner, what it looks like, my female partner, and that, you know, if she's real pretty, then I can keep on dancing. However, I also, folks, I'm a tennis advocate, so I play tennis 24/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I can go with the game and keep on going. So if you really want to be healthy, you need to drink Canyon water. And the machine costs roughly, the machine that stands in your kitchen counter, it costs roughly $4,600, but you can actually pay down a small amount of money and pay the rest as $100 a month until you pay it off, which comes to the total of $4,600. So the fact is that I know that I'm healthier. I'm healthier than anybody that ever bump into, whether they're a doctor or not a doctor, but from drinking the water, remember the human body is 85% water. So let me just tell you a couple of things that have happened over the years with regard to how to be healthy. The other thing, besides drinking pure water, you need to stay away from water, mainly because it's all being restructured. They're doing this type of, the petroleum industry is actually breaking through the Earth's crust in different parts of mostly southwest United States, but they have breaking through the ground to look for more petroleum deposits. That's where the petroleum actually comes from to begin with. So that's their main thing, looking for petroleum deposits. And while they're doing that, breaking up the ground around where the water also circulates, goes through different little breaks in the ground, so forth and so on, and they're contaminating the water. All reservoir waters, because of that, fracking, it's called F as in Frank, R-A-C-K-I-N-G. Because of the fracking, it's actually contaminated all the reservoir waters and all the other waters. The only way to get pure water, Kangen Water Machine. And I'm going to give you my cell phone number one time only. And if you have trouble getting it, in order to listen to the station, you know that number. Because if you didn't know the number, you wouldn't be listening to the station. Okay, so my cell phone to talk to me directly is 863, area code, 509-9059. 863-509-9059. That's it. I can't give it out anymore. We're going to run out of time. So the thing is, let me tell you a couple of things that have happened in medicine. I'm not putting medicine down or the study of medicine and all of that. After all, I went to medical school just like anybody else. But at the same token, I went to osteopathic medical school. There's two different types of medical degrees. One's an MD and one's a DO. I'm a DO. And it's the same license to practice medicine and surgery. And however, in osteopathic medical school, in my opinion, we learn a lot more. And that's why I'm a DO. Okay? And so, folks, let me just tell you, we do this show every Friday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. So all you need to do is call the number to listen to the show, which is 347-324-3595. And we're also going to tune in and listen to the show next Friday at noon Eastern and 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And God bless you all and have a great life. We did everything this morning.
Oh, geez. I'm done fun. Right here. Okay. Sanitizer? Yeah, honey, because you put money in over there. Somebody said that I needed it. I don't have any. No, no. Probably later I'll come out and...
You want
to take it? No, no. Okay. Okay. Is that kid here? Oh, somebody calling me? It's Jody.
Oh, close.
Hello? Hold on a minute. I'm taking off my mask. Woo. How are you, baby? We're in Bayside. We were running errands, went to the car wash, went for gas, and then we went to this place to get hand sanitizer, more masks.
And I did my radio show.
And, and Alan just did his radio show from the car. I was going to call you when I got home to thank you for my generous birthday gift. Yes, what a great birthday. Oh, my goodness, so many birthday gifts, birthday wishes, and I'm feeling good. So, made it to 76.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Can you take a look at the picture that I sent you?
Which one?
The last one.
The last. I have to look, because I move back. When I get home, I'll look at it. Okay?
Do what you're doing and call me with your opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. All right. Bye. No, no. She's in the gym, I think. She just... Okay. Look at that guy with the bicycle.
That is too big for him, right?
Yeah. You turn in here?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. No. You go however
your little heart desires.
Do you want to have anything to eat out here, or you want to go home?
Whatever you want to do, honey. It's your turn. It's your show, brother.
Oh, you what? Should we go for pizza at the Utopia?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do that.
Hopefully it's better today.
And then we're going to have to, yeah. Unless you want to go to...
No, I don't want to go to your room. I'd rather stay out there. Let's give it another shot. If you love Louis, nothing like that.
Okay.
Better sit outside
and it's beautiful. And it's almost lunchtime. And then we only have to worry about dinner. And then you have your pasta from this night.
Huh?
That way?
Oh, no, we can cook. We'll have to
set it. This is Brussels doors. So Utopia. I think if you keep going, aren't you going to honey? You know, it's hard over here, so give the people a...
Right.
Is there Utopia down here?
Yeah.
You know, Francis Lewis and Utopia is always confusing because at one point, they wind up on the other side. Like,
yeah.
I'm like...
No, we're better off going down here. Just go, then we'll go left on Clearview when we get to it.
Okay. Don't lay down my car, please.
Of energy when I got up there. I was still okay, but I felt super okay when I got up this morning.
Okay. So you're also super okay again? Just, you know. Went to red light. Smoke. Maybe they have a camera.
It was changing.
Yeah.
The thing was changing.
Yeah. No, sometimes. That happened to me, and I got a ticket for $150.
Really?
Yep. Crossing Stewart Avenue. I still have copies of the tickets and everything.
Holy mackerel,
$150? Yeah.
It's like a
dude. I said to you when I get home, I still have the thing. You don't believe me.
No, I believe you, honey, but that's not fair. That people working for a living and everything, that's not fair to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You drive around, there's so much traffic and everything, you don't know what to do sometimes.
Yeah.
They're going to the
left
next. Wow. So the construction. Thing is, oh, wait, have we heard of the right one? The left.
Utopia?
Yeah, one more shift to the left. Is the bridge still backed up? Why is this thing backed up? Is everybody getting off?
Looks like it.
Red G.
Nothing to back calling to.
What?
Well, his hand, the guy.
Yeah, what was that?
Traffic. So much traffic.
So they knew bridge, you know? Get out, see, and go to Utopia. What this is going to be tough. You see, when we get down, we shouldn't go back to Utopia.
So where do you want to go?
How much traffic?
You want to go to,
Yeah, let's focus. Michael, whatever.
We got to William.
William.
Yay! I like William better. Yay!
Because if we go left, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right. It's Friday, honey. Don't do that.
Why?
Stay here because I think we're turning to one.
If nobody there, we go to the right.
Okay.
We're going to the right.
Aren't
we? Okay. Lanes, honey. Okay. They're all going left.
Should it turn into one?
No.
Okay.
So much for Utopia.
Smart moves.
Yeah, sometimes I'm
smart. And sometimes you outsmart yourself.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you're smart and sometimes you're outsmart yourself.
How about this place?
No.
You can sit outside.
I don't like the pizza and I don't like the atmosphere.
Oh, okay.
It's not like a, yeah, it's like a gloomy place.
Like a what?
Gloomy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Gloomy. You don't want to go
gloomy, no gloomy. No gloom and doom.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have, you know, they have little tables out. The variable will sit up there on the little tables. By Jack. By William.
Jack's put the tables outside?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
A couple of tables.
Yeah, I could see.
If they're available, then we'll just, you know, we'll do that.
The story can sell them. Yeah. I was all like, pumped up. Now I'm getting tired again.
Mm-hmm. You need to relax now.
what else did you get?
I got gloves. I got fantastic. I got masks. I have the hand sanitizer. I got the light bulb.
Thank goodness today's only Friday, not Saturday. Oh, that's Sunday. You know, because we had an extra from hell. Friday. Maybe we'll find a good movie tonight, honey.
Okay.
I never knew this place on the corner had like an office. But here.
Oh, yeah. That's
been
there for a while.
An office to work.
Yeah. Well, maybe you could have your office there.
Yeah. I'm going to say, chiropractic medicine and
swapping.
And what?
And swapping.
Swapping what?
You know, the chick swap.
No.
The testing that you do.
Texting.
DNA test.
Oh. It's still on.
What is that?
I thought I hung it up. The show. It's been broadcasting our conversation.
You're kidding. Oh, my God. How do you turn it off?